Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's a bit chilly this morning. Looking like this week we might actually have some cold overnights. So some frost warnings in the New England area. So definitely be careful with some of your plants outside. Definitely be looking to protect them this week. Looking like, tonight, tomorrow, and then even later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, into the lows in the 30s overnight. So, frost warnings, issues there. A lot of the plants that, your annuals and veggies that you might have started early, that you might have started to bring outside just to get ready, make sure they're inside. Frost is not a good thing for these plants by any means. So we just need to be prepared, as it is, it's not a good thing. It's, it's normal for this time of year. It's just not great, right, having these frosts. So hopefully you haven't planted a lot. We can go over a few things here, right? So, some of the things that are already growing out there, like your bulbs, that are starting to flower, those are going to be okay because they're part of the, they have some cold tolerance to them, and they have a few, if they've been in the ground, they've gone through a dormancy period, they've gone through a cold period, all those things. Some of the, pansies that you might have got early this year, those are going to be fine. The only one that might have an issue, and I wouldn't even call it an issue, is the white color might show some signs of frost, and it actually kind of changes the edges a little bit to like a purpley color because of the way the frost hits it. It's kind of weird. Some other things that might have some issues this week, just keep an eye on some of your fruit trees, right? Having this frost like this could have some issues to affect the fruit trees themselves. So we want to keep an eye on those. If you have some sort of, if they're small enough, putting some sort of sheet or frost blanket over the top of them is going to be helpful. We need to take a look at protecting them. A couple years ago we had those late frosts, and that's where some of the issues arose, where You know, we had some bud damage because of a later frost, causing not as much fruit to develop. So we just got to keep an eye on that, right? Keep an eye on what's going on with these guys and protect them a little bit. You know, there's, if you had put some fresh seedlings out there, hopefully you brought them in last night and you bring them in at night and get them ready. And, you know, keeping an eye on the weather this time of year is huge. It's huge. You want to be able to think ahead so that you know if a frost is going to hit. And it's just, frost can do a lot of damage on the beginning of a plant, especially some of the less, the tender plants. So it is just, you just need to be careful with them. And we are warming up on the daily basis. So you're seeing a lot more flowering plants showing. And this week, I swear, like all of a sudden, everything budded just out of nowhere. It went from nothing to like just full bloom. So it was a great week when it came to plants, just being able to see everything, right? Just being able to see everything wake up and spring really arriving. And spring's been here for about a month at this point, and it's finally showing itself in the form of foliage, in the form of flowering, those types. So it's been a great week for that. It's been exciting to see everything, all the new beginnings for this year. So we just got to keep going with protection on our plants. It's you can tell that Mother Nature's ready, but she's not fully ready yet. She's saying, "All right, maybe later. Maybe let's go another week before we start everything." And we're, you know, hey, we're not that far from May, right? We're 9 days, right? 9 days from May. And that's when, you know, that's kind of when we really feel as though the season is starting. It doesn't really officially start until that last frost. And we're not at the last frost yet. Where, you know, our last frost is usually around like May 20th or so, right? About. It's a little different each time. It's not, I mean, there is a scientific way to it, right? But it's not guaranteed that it's May 20th is the last frost date. These things can happen further on or be earlier. You kind of keep the eye on the and you keep an eye on the weather itself. So that's something you got to do in the next few weeks as we move on with our plants, because we can't really start our veggie gardens outside with a lot of these plants without, you know, the weather changing the way we need it to be. So, something to keep in mind. This is why we look a lot at the weather right now, follow it, and say, all right, this is what we're going to be able to do. So, you know, a lot of our plants here are acclimated, and they know, all right, I'm going to do these things with, and the weather is going to change. It's going to get cold, but they can withstand it because they have gone through some of this cold already. The flower buds, you know, for something like a forsythia, right? They're full bloom at this point, and it's okay. And they're going to start to die down because of some of these frosts, but they've gone through their process. You know, just driving around, it's amazing how quickly they changed from nothing to bright yellow in the past, you know, I'd say it was the past 10 days, 14 days. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed it. I mean, everything just came into full bud. It is just amazing this past week of everything that you've seen when it comes to, you know, the plants. It's just, this is one of the best times of year when it comes to seeing a lot of this, because it's just that the new beginnings, the wake up, that great feel of spring being here, right? It's just such a great way to start a season, because you just like, wow, this is here. All these new things that are happening, it just looks great too. So, well, we're just getting started. We're here till 10 a.m. this morning, Eastern time. So we have plenty of time. If you have some questions, you can get a hold of us. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, just getting started. So waking up, getting ready. The sun is popping out. Beautiful blue sky today. It's looking like going to be a great day to get outside and enjoy yourself. So hopefully, you get some time today to do that. And we will be here with you to start your day for the next 4 hours. So if you have some questions, again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Falmouth.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. A little chill this morning, but doing fine. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. Doing something different this year. I was up at Mahoney's here in Falmouth, and I picked up a couple lemon plants and one lime.
Yep.
And I'd always heard about the Meyer lemon, Patrick, but I picked the wrong one up. It's called, well, I expect it's the Meyer. I actually picked up something called a Ponderosa, and I did a little reading on it, and it sounds really, really cool. And I got the 1 gallon size because the 2 gallon were a little bit expensive. And I wanted to transplant them, but the tag says you can leave them in the pot. So first question was, should I leave them in the pot, or do you think I should, you know, size up a little bit?
Well, so you want them to stay in the pot for a bit. I mean, so
okay.
you got the 1 gallon?
Yes.
Right. So one way to check, first off, to see if you even need to transplant it is you should be able to put your hand through the base of the plant, kind of like have the main stem go in between your fingers and then hold over the top of the pot and flip it over.
Okay.
And see, you'd be able to then take the pot off and kind of see how the root system is. If you're right, seeing the roots kind of be circular all the way around, mm-hmm, and that you're seeing the roots like right on the outside, then it might make sense to upgrade it. And when you upgrade it, you don't want to go from like a 1 gallon to like a 5 gallon. You want to go from a 1 to a 2, right? So just the next size up. You don't want to go too big because you don't want to, it's not completely, but it's almost like you're putting a little bit of stress on them to get to that next level. And you want to kind of just let it be for a bit. It could probably live in that container for a couple years before you really need to go to the next level. right? You don't, and so you kind of have to base it off of a couple things. One, how it looks in the container, like we just discussed. But then on top of it, how it is on the top of it as it's going. But think about the, it doesn't get huge right away. It's going to take some time. Plants usually take 2+ years to fully establish themselves in a container or in the ground before they put a lot of heavy growth on. So, again, it could be a few years anyways before you do anything with them. So,
okay.
You know, just kind of, it's a wait and see. The first step, just check. Put your hands through. See if, the roots are starting to develop, like, heavily. If they start rounding the container, then it's time to move it on up.
Roger that. Yeah. It's usually what I do. And this will never go outside. I mean, this is like my fig. This will be in and out. I wouldn't put, that's what I thought. Second question. They have fertilizer that I didn't recognize up there right next to it. I've had citrus tone in the past. Do you recommend fertilizing them as they're young? I just bought them, or should I wait for a bit?
So usually wait a little bit. Okay. Now, which fertilizer was with them? Was it the True Organic?
Yes.
Yeah, so True Organic, I love Espoma products. I found with the True Organic, they're a company that produces fertilizers, and they sell them to the Dole company, right? Okay. So Dole is a huge fruit company, and I did some research on them, because I'm the one who buys those products.
Cool.
I did some research on them, and I found that the citrus tone, the citrus food that they have is almost like the highest organic out there. They can't say it's 100% organic because nothing is 100% organic, but it's actually very, very organic. So I really like it when it comes to edibles for fruit, etc. But I would wait, let it get itself established, especially if you're transplanting it. If you're transplanting it, let it go for a bit. I'd almost wait about till the maybe fall to go with a granular fertilizer. Liquid fertilizers, you could start to do a little bit just to give it something during the season, something like a Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed, or an all-purpose liquid fertilizer. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. And I'll go ahead.
If you have more questions, hang tight. I'm hitting a break. If not, I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Update.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
On Capitol Hill, the House passing a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
Opening statement scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters this is a giant witch hunt. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And, say thank you again to David for calling. I appreciate the questions. And we do have another phone call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a magnolia tree.
Okay.
I believe it's probably been in the front of our house 15 to 18 years. And I just came back from Florida. And there's like 1/4 the buds on the tree. And it looks down at, it looks like down at the base of the tree, there might be like some mold. And
okay.
I'm hoping that I don't lose the tree, but, there's not a whole, I'd say like 1/4, of the tree has buds.
Now, is it all on one side? Is it sporadic? How is it flowering?
Yeah. Sporadic. There were buds all around the tree, but not many.
So it could just be, you know, it's thinning out. It's doing its natural thing. But you're in Maine, right? How far
yes.
up in Maine are you?
No, southern Ogunquit.
Okay. I mean, you're yes. probably maybe a week behind where we are. Where
yeah.
I am in
yeah.
Chelmsford,
right.
Mass. So, you know, you might just be a little bit behind it. It hasn't fully budded out. But, again, I think maybe it's just having a little bit of some of the winter damage causing it. The
the mold that you see on the base, is it on just one side? Is it all around?
I believe it's all around.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is if it's a... Take a look, and you don't have to do it at the moment, but take a look and see if, you know, is it something that's easily, you know, removable? Is it more like a, almost like pus coming out of it, or is it like it more like it's stuck onto it?
Yes, it looks more like it's stuck on. I did think of that, trying to remove it, but I haven't done it.
Yeah, so sometimes, I'm just wondering, because sometimes it can happen, like an algae growing on the side of it. But I'm just wondering if it is lichen or not, because sometimes on a magnolia, on some sides, it will just start growing that lichen. Based on the age of the tree just being older, you know, if it is it almost like a whitish green? Is there any green tinge to it?
I didn't notice green, but I could go out and look at it and call back later.
Yeah. we're here. So, one thing is I would want to know if it was like bumpy. Like separated bumps, because sometimes it could be like the little white bumps would be like a scale. Whereas if it's a large piece, it could be lichen or it could just be secondary non-issue is what I'm trying to get at here, right? So if it's on the bark on the base, I'm wondering if it's just an ooze that's coming out. Just for the age of the tree, et cetera. What I would be looking to do is waiting another week or so, because this upcoming week we're going to get some cold temperatures overnight. But it looks like it's kind of warm up during the week, so in the 60s-ish. So for you, probably in the mid to high 50s.
Right. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is let's give it one more week.
Okay.
Because the mold that's there, if it is, you know, a mold, isn't going to go crazy in 1 week. If you're not seeing it on the upper branches around everything, then I'm thinking it's more of a secondary issue, nothing to do with, like, harming the tree being harmed here. I would think if we saw it more on the upper part of it, I'd be more concerned.
Okay, on the upper part where the buds are, you mean?
Well, yeah, just on the branching, on everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's just based on being on the base like that. What I'd want you to do is just take a look and see if it is something that, you know, is movable, if it's, you know, almost damp to the touch, or if it's more, it feels like it's like a moss almost. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of difference to it, and see how it is. We can determine from there what's going on. Because, I feel as though this could be a secondary cause, and it's just going through some things through from the winter. And I think it's just maybe a little bit behind. Like I said, if it was bumpy, if it was bumpy on it, and you know, almost kind of rounded out, that would be a scale to me. But from what you're telling me, I don't think it's a scale. I don't think it's something to worry about. I think it's more of a lichen, and it would be something that's a secondary issue that really isn't an issue. It's just aesthetically not, you know, what you're looking for on the plant.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go out and check on it in a little bit. We had a little frost here this morning.
Yeah.
I'll go out, check it out.
Yeah, and I think it's just maybe, I'm hoping for your sake, it's just a little bit behind. And it will start to bud out a little bit more. I think it's got a lot. The spring has been a little bit up and down a few times here. with a lot of the rain as well. So everything is kind of behind a bit. So for certain areas, like I was saying earlier, where I am, everything just seemed to just bud out this week, just out of nowhere, boom. And that, hopefully that's what's going to happen with you this week.
All right. Well, I hope so too, Patrick. All right.
All right, Eleanor. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is beautiful out there. It's just a little cold to get out there and really do anything this morning, but it's going to be a pretty good day to be out there, at least where I am, saying in the mid to upper 50s, sunny most of the day, next couple days. We might get some rain on Wednesday, but other than that, looking like a great week to be out in the yard, getting some things done, you know, finishing up the cleanups if you haven't. And when I say cleanups, I mean, I've said it a million times, but we're leaving the leaves around the plants, but we're doing a cleanup in the rest of the yard, right? Leaving the leaves until we can get past some of this cold temperatures, especially right now. Why would we want to waste the effort that we put in over the winter to help protect our pollinators, protect our native pollinators, our plants, by removing them now right before some frosts that are going to hit us. So let's keep that in mind this week. Hopefully you can just, you know, keep them protected for a little bit longer and, you know, keep them going, right? Our native pollinators need to be here to continue with our plants. So definitely something to be thinking of. Just something to be thinking about right now as we're cleaning up and doing some cleanups. And just kind of say, all right, I got to leave the leaves for a bit longer. I know it's not an incredible. It's not the best idea. Best looking, it's a good idea. The best look. But I want to make sure I take care of these pollinators here. It's big thing to be doing here. So anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time. We're really just getting started here. It's a great day to be doing a lot of these things outside, doing some cleanups, doing some just work outside. I mean, I think I'm going to be spending some time outside today, getting some things done. It's you know, getting outside and doing some work like this is, I don't know, for me, it just makes me feel better about just everything, right? It's the stress relief, getting work done out there. It's just a whole different feel, right? Just lose yourself out there and get going. So, you know, hey, it's to each his own, but you know, we're into spring. We're fully in. We're ready for, you know, getting ready for that garden out there, the veggie garden, doing some things. I know my kids started planting some seeds with their grandmother the other day, and they're all excited for spring to happen, asking me when we can do this, what we can do this. So pretty exciting when it comes to it. But we're like, we can see the finish line. We can see it ahead of us. We're just, it's just out of reach at the moment when it comes to getting everything outside done. So we want to make sure that our plants are going to be able to make it through some of this cold weather, and take it. So we're getting close. We are so close. You can almost like taste it, but it's like, we gotta just hold back a little bit, make sure everything is taken care of and safe before we move on into the that next season, right? So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. plenty of time with questions. Just give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. A couple things. There's a lot out there on like native and beneficial plants that are helpful for pollinators. There's not as much out there when it comes to what insects, what types are native to our area. One thing that I've found is I've done a lot of research just trying to find some different things, and Mass Audubon has some information on more of the types of bees and wasps or the pollinators in Massachusetts. Because there's so many different types, right? It's not just bees and wasps or butterflies. There's beetles, there's flies. Hummingbirds are part of these pollinators as well. So there's some info out there at massaudubon.org to get some more information about pollinators and the actual pollinators, not the plants themselves. So some interesting info there. Phone calls if you have some questions, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. It's starting already. So hopefully you get to get outside and enjoy it today. Time permits, but it's gorgeous out there. And we're here to help with that garden, help with the questions you might have for when it comes to getting out there and getting some things done. So feel free to call us. We're here to help you out if needed. It's a good time to be putting down some fertilizers in the lawn, right? This is the time frame where that first application is getting done. That first step, your first application. So the crabgrass preventer, that's what's going on right now in the lawn. We're looking to help prevent it going forward. And, there's a number of things you can be doing with it. You could be doing just a crabgrass preventer. That would be perfect to do. But if you're looking to develop a thicker lawn and put grass seed down, one way to continue on with it is to use a product that has a crabgrass preventer and starter fertilizer combined together. Now, there's only one brand out there for the smaller bags between 4,000 and 5,000 square feet, and that's the Scotts brand. Scotts owns the rights to the active ingredient in it. And for the life of me at the moment, I can't think of the name of it. I wish I could. But, so they own the patent for the, that crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer mixed together for all the small bags, but they actually allow you to get bigger bags. You can get big bags, like a 15,000 square foot, by you know, some of the wholesale brands out there. So they are out there. They are available. But just something to keep in mind, that you can put grass seed down with a crabgrass preventer as long as it has... as long as it has the starter fertilizer in it as a mix, right? We need to make sure that it's the right product, because if you were to just put crabgrass preventer down and then put regular grass seed down without having it the right way, all the grass seed that you put down will be... Well, I wouldn't say all of it, because you can never guarantee everything, but it won't make it. Crabgrass preventer is there to prevent seeds from germinating, right? And so if the regular grass seed was there, it's not going to know the difference between good grass seed and bad grass seed. It's just, it doesn't know it unless you buy the specific. And so just a regular crabgrass preventer is going to prevent any seed from germinating when it comes to the grass seed style. It's not going to necessarily prevent, you know, some of the weed seeds, because it doesn't, you know the difference. It is formulated to know what a grass type seed is. And so that's why a lot of people use it first thing. But again, like I said, you can buy the starter fertilizer with crabgrass preventer. Right now it's only in a Scotts product in the 4,000 and 5,000 square feet. So just keep that in mind. If you see it at a place that doesn't normally sell Scotts products, that's the reason. But seeding can be done in the spring. If you don't have crabgrass issues, you can just be putting a starter fertilizer down to start the go ahead for this year. You can just put a starter fertilizer down. That's okay. But, you know, if you're worried about weeds, got to think about it. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that step two, that second application that's a broadleaf weed killer, actually has some grass prevention, some, you know, grass seed prevention in it as well. So we can discuss that more as time permits. But we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.